Welcome to TED in Your Head, the podcast created exclusively to help you transform your thinking to show up powerfully and authentically in your life and in your business. Your host is Ted Moreno, certified hypnotherapist and high performance coach. On this show, we talk about how to tap into the power of your mind, release bad habits, eliminate fear and the limiting beliefs that may be holding you back. We dive deep into cultivating the success mindset that you need for a life of abundance, health, and happiness. Let's check it out and welcome your host, Ted Moreno.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today. My name's Ted. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, high performance coach, been doing this for a long time. I live in Southern California, where I have a wife and a couple of kids, and I'm 64 years old. So I've been there and done that with some stuff, not everything though. But what I do know is that if you're struggling to get what you want, I can help you. I help people first figure out what they want, then I help them get it. And I do that using the tool of hypnotherapy and success performance coaching. So if that's something you're interested in, I will tell you how to get in touch with me later at the end of this podcast. But for now, let's get into today's show, The Power of Asking for What You Want. I was speaking with a client last night, and I told him the following story. And it's a very interesting story, so I thought I would share it with you over today's podcast. So, 1987. I had a sales job that involved going into people's homes and trying to sell them stuff. So I was a door-to-door salesman. It's a very tough gig. And it was the kind of deal where the managers of the business wore flashy jewelry, drove flashier cars, and yelled a lot. So think about Glengarry Glen Ross, if you've ever seen that movie. It's kind of like that, right? So I had just started my own personal development journey, and I was reading books like Think and Grow Rich. I started to make a list of goals, and I decided that I wanted to drive a Porsche. Now, at this point in my life, I was barely able to make my $250 rent, and this sales job that I had was not helping. But I did what one of the books suggested, and I cut out a picture of a Porsche, and I hung it on the wall of my room. I even knew enough to write it down, to write the affirmation down. And it went something like this. I'm driving a Porsche down I-10, that's Interstate 10, listening to a Dire Straits cassette. Dire Straits was one of my favorite bands at the time. And this was, of course, when everyone was using cassettes, 1987, remember? Now, please keep in mind that I was in my 20s, single, naive, and a little bit of a knucklehead, so please don't judge me for wanting a fancy sports car, okay? Somehow, a few months later, I managed to win a sales contest during a period of quote-unquote feast in my sales as opposed to famine. The prize was that the winners would get flown from Phoenix, Arizona, where I lived at the time, to Huntington Beach, California, where the owner of the company lived. We would sail with him on his yacht to Catalina Island off the coast of California, where he would treat us to a nice dinner and put us up in a hotel for the night, which we did, and it was great. We had fun. The next day, on the yacht, while sailing back to the mainland, the owner of the company and I were talking. "So, Ted," he asked me, "what kind of car do you see yourself driving?" Now, I don't know why he asked me that particular question, but I definitely had an answer, and so I told him I would like to drive a Porsche. So we made a deal. If I agreed to open a franchise in Tucson, Arizona in the next few months, he would put me in a Porsche today. "Sure," I replied. "Sounds good." So he got on his boat phone. He made a short call during which he turned to me and asked me what color. And I told him red. When we arrived at Huntington Harbor, not too long afterwards, there, sitting on the dock, was a brand new 1987 Porsche 930. $75,000 at the time, worth of the world's finest driving machinery. Red as a blood that flows through my veins. The owner of the company handed me the keys. I got in, and I immediately drove to my parents' house in Los Angeles to show off. I asked my father if he had any music for me to listen to, and he gave me, you guessed it, a Dire Straits cassette. And I drove back to Phoenix on I-10. True story. Looking back, what I find interesting is that I wasn't amazed that someone had given me the keys to a Porsche 930 to drive as my own. And it didn't occur to me that I had manifested what I wanted through the use of visualization and affirmation. All I did was ask, and I got what I asked for. When I hung the picture of the Porsche on the wall, I wasn't feeling anxious or wondering how I was going to get it or worried that I wouldn't. I just hung it there thinking that it was a cool thing to do, visualizing myself driving this car and having fun doing it. But there's more to the story. The car was not given to me to own. The owner, who was a multimillionaire, leased it and gave it to me to drive. It was my responsibility to come up with $1,100 each month, which included the insurance and the lease payment. That wasn't easy with the feast or famine job that I had. Be careful of what you ask for. A few months later, in the parking lot of a pool hall where I was hanging out in Tucson, a place few respectable Porsche owners would want to go, someone mangled the rear window wiper and kicked off the driver's side motorized side view mirror. I didn't have the $350 deductible to replace them. At the time, I was living in an apartment complex where I was parking a $75,000 car in the parking lot. One day, someone smashed the side window in a failed attempt to steal the car stereo. About a month later, I got a flat tire, but I couldn't afford to replace it. I think the tire was $400. So I drove around on the spare donut tire until I finally turned the car back into the owner, a mere 6 months after I got it. It was in bad shape, and I was glad to be done with it. So here's the moral of the story, kind of. What I should have asked for was an income that allowed me to own a Porsche as well as maintain it. Instead, I asked to drive one down I-10 listening to a Dire Straits cassette, which I did. I got what I asked for. Fast forward about 20 years later. I'm looking at my hypnotherapy appointment book for the week, and things are looking pretty slow. I'm feeling a bit of anxiety. It's about 2007. There's a recession coming on the likes of nobody can even imagine. I check my email, and someone I hadn't talked to in a long time sends me a link to a Tony Robbins video. Now, if you haven't heard of Tony Robbins, and if you haven't heard of Tony Robbins, then that would be amazing to me because the guy's all over the place. But he's a personal development guy. He's been doing his thing for quite some time now. Anyway, I watched the video, and it's a real good video where Robbins talks about the use of incantations, which are affirmations with lots of emotion. So I wrote down verbatim one that he uses, and it goes something like this. The abundance of God's wealth is circulating in my life now. Its wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs and desires and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence, where I am one with God, and God is everything. By the way, this is something I still say every day. So after writing this down and tweaking it a bit to match my personal belief system, I proclaimed my version of this affirmation with all the passion and energy that I could muster. I also added, my passion is helping people. People that I can help are calling me for hypnotherapy appointments. Within 2 hours, two people called me to book appointments. Was it a coincidence? Maybe, but it didn't feel like it. I begin to wonder, Why are so many of us afraid to ask for what we want and ask for what we need? You know, as children, we ask incessantly for what we want. Then we grow up, learn how we think the world really works, and we stop asking because of disappointment, resignation, cynicism, and fear of rejection. Sometimes we're taught, if someone offers to give you something, you should politely decline. Right? Does that resonate with you? Were you told that? If somebody offers you a cookie, say no thank you, even though you want the cookie? It's crazy. What if everyone started asking or even demanding what they wanted, including an end to poverty and war, quality schools, a working healthcare system, health, wealth, happiness, love? Maybe it's all true. Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened. Think and grow rich. What you focus on expands. When you visualize, you materialize. The hows are the domain of the universe. Energy goes where attention flows. You become what you think about all day long. Every once in a while, I make an attempt to go back to being naive. Yeah, I try to go back and reconsider the things I learned in my 20s, not as truths, but as possibilities. Things such as, I can get what I want or need, even though I might not deserve it. Check out my podcast, episode 426, What You Deserve Has Got Nothing to Do With It. Here's another one. It's okay for me to ask repeatedly for what I want or what I need because I might just get it. Another one I really like is, I can get what I want or need even if I don't have the money for it. And there's plenty of people getting what they want and need even though they don't have the money for it. Whether it's right or wrong, it's happening. How about this? I might not have to work hard for what I want and need. Maybe I'll get it just because I asked for it. I don't know about you, but I'm open to getting what I want and need without having to work hard for every single little bit of it. Like, that would be okay with me. It's called fortune, grace, right? This is a little more practical. I can take action to get what I want or need, even if I don't do it perfectly. The universe, God, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it, wants to help me get what I want and need. Now, that would be a really good thing to believe. Like, the universe is not working against me. It wants to help me. Yeah, that would be a good belief. Maybe, just maybe, I am the creative power in the flesh. Maybe I do have the power to manifest whatever I want quickly, possibly instantaneously, and I just don't know it or haven't learned how to do that yet. Anything's possible, right? Here's the final thing I like to revisit and reconsider. And I really like this one. Maybe I don't have to worry. Maybe I just need to ask and believe that I'll get it. Maybe worry and anxiety is the problem when I perceive that I'm not getting what I want. You know, it's not easy to train your mind to have faith in your ability to create what you want when it looks like it's not going to happen for you. But at 64 years old, I'm still in training. I'll continue to let you know how it goes. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. Let me ask you, are you having trouble believing you can get what you want? Are you having trouble asking? Are you having trouble taking the actions that you need? If so, I invite you to request a complimentary consultation to explore if working together is the best path forward for you. And you can do that by going to tedmoreno.com/contact. Send me an email. I'll get back to you within 48 hours. By the way, want to read a blog post about this particular podcast? Go to tedmoreno.com/blog, and there's lots of cool links. So today I have two quotes to leave you with. The first one is from Norman Vincent Peale. The secret of getting what you want from life is to know what you want and believe you can have it. Here's the second one. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Oprah Winfrey said that. Have a great day. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the TED in Your Head podcast. If bad habits, fears, and limiting beliefs are keeping you from the success you want, then it might be time to change your mind. To learn more about how TED can personally help you win at life and business, visit www.tedmoreno.com. That's www.tedmoreno.com. And we will see you next time on the TED in Your Head podcast.